Welcome, beautiful souls, to Love Notes, your Friday night oasis inside the passion zone. I'm Allie, and tonight we're diving into a truth every lover eventually learns. Touch is a language. It reveals, it reassures, it seduces, heals, and calls us back to one another. Not just physical touch. But little ways our presence touches someone else's energy, their emotions, their nervous system, and their memories. Tonight's theme is when touch speaks louder than words, those moments when the body whispers what the mouth is too afraid to say. Now, the poem tonight is from Love Looks Pretty on You by Lang Lev. And this little section says, when you held me, it was the first time my soul felt touched without a single word spoken. Wow. That's pretty powerful, isn't it? Touch isn't just a sensation. It's communication. It's a yes. It can be a homecoming feel, a promise. Tonight, we celebrate the moments love speaks without actually speaking. Some of my favorite times is touch. Reach out and touch someone. I don't know if anyone here is old enough to remember that commercial, but yeah, reach out and touch someone. Which brings us to our first dedication. Now, if you would like to make a dedication for next week, please do. What you can do is if you're listening to this on the podcast version, the link is below in the show's notes. If you are listening live, you can go to TikTok, my profile. Click on the link. It'll take you to my link page. And right there is the link for the dedication. And I think dedications are important. When we send dedications, our energy goes to the other person, whomever you're dedicating it to. Whether it be somebody you're still with, maybe somebody you're still in love with, but never are able to take that chance for one reason or another. Or, you know, maybe you saw somebody in passing and you'd like to give them a shout out. Whatever it is, sending a dedication gets your energy from you to them. And when I do the dedication, they'll think of you. Even if it's just for a moment, your energy, you are in their mind. Now, it's up to them whether or not they think about you past that initial moment, but it is one way to get your thoughts and your presence to them. So the dedication tonight, the first one, comes from Elena in Georgia. To the man who kisses my shoulders like they're sacred, you've taught me what tenderness really feels like. And they want me to play Say You Won't Let Go by James Arthur. So give me a That was Say You Won't Let Go by James Arthur. I'm telling you, my computer, it has a mind of its own nowadays. It skips when it's not supposed to. I think it's because the TikTok Live studio, they keep adding all these little perks to the studio. And because they keep adding things, it keeps slowing my computer down. I'm in need of a new computer. So let's put some energy out there that I get a new one and everything plays A-okay. Oh yeah, that's true. Mercury retrograde does end tomorrow. Of course. Thanks for reminding me. Oh, I don't know how I could have forgot about Mercury retrograde even for a second. What I haven't forgotten about though is is the romance book spotlight. And one of the things I want to start doing is interviewing romance authors and obviously talk about the books they write. Because I want to know more about them. I want to know what drives them to write these stories. Where do they get their inspiration from? Where's their aha moment? I just want to talk to them. So I'm hoping to add that in the new year, talking to authors. If you have a favorite author that you'd like me to reach out to. Maybe not one that's real famous right now. Maybe an indie author that's starting out. Let me know, and I'll reach out to them, and hopefully we can get them on in the new year. Now, for the book tonight, it is 7 Days in June by Tia Williams. And I'm telling you, woohoo, this book is fire. It's about two writers with a complicated past. Oh, yes. It's full of heat. It has plenty of aches and trauma and an undeniable pull, which I love completely because it just makes me want to keep turning the pages, right? But the undeniable pull between the two of them, and they reconnect years later. It's sexy, it's emotional, it's beautifully written, and it's filled with the kind of chemistry that feels like it could burn through the page. And what I love the most, they don't just touch each other's bodies. They touch wounds, histories, dreams, and truths. It is a good, good book. 7 Days in June by Tia Williams. All right. If you're watching me live, drop me an emoji in the chat if you love a romance with heat and depth. Woohoo. Sexy and depth. I like those kind. Now, we're going to try this again with the next dedication. Number two dedication comes here from Mateo in California. To my sunshine girl, thanks for always slipping your hand into mine first. It still gives me butterflies. And they want me to play He Will Be Loved by Maroon 5, the acoustic version. All right. That was She Will Be Loved by Maroon 5, the acoustic version, and there was no skipping. Makes me very happy. And you want to know what's underrated? Let me tell you. Handholding. I love a good handhold. That tiny moment of come with me. That silent little spark of connection. Whew. Drop me a heart emoji in the chat if simple touch still makes you melt. Yes. I love simple touch. And in fact, with my Passion Zone Etsy store, I do have two card decks. One is Simmering Touch, which is like touching one another. And then I have another one called Sensual Touch. And both of those decks give you other ways to touch one another. Okay, sensual, sexy ways to get your point across that, hey, baby, I like touching you. Mayhaps. But that's at my Etsy store. If you go to Etsy, put in Passion Zone. All the card decks right now are half off between Black Friday and Cyber Monday. So grab yourself a deck. All right. Moving a little bit forward, let's go to the desire drop. Hoo-hoo, the pulse point technique this tonight, guys. This is a sensual method of building slow electric anticipation through the wrists, the neck, and your hips. It works because these areas have heightened sensitivity, and touching them activates the body's natural arousal circuitry without rushing anything. Okay, so here's a mini practice. Try this on yourself first. Lightly brush your fingers. See how I'm doing it here? Lightly brush your fingers over the inside of your wrist. You want to move slow, like you're teasing yourself. See how that feels? Ooh, kind of nice. Now try it along the side of your neck. Nice and slow, like you're teasing the side of your neck. Nice, huh? Feels pretty good. And then finish with the slow, gentle touch along your hip bone. Roll nice and slow. There you go. Feels good. Did you notice at all what happened when you touched these three places? Your body wakes up. Oh, yes, it does. Your awareness sharpens. And your energy, oh, it shifts. This practice teaches you that arousal starts with attention, not intensity. Design begins in the under-the-radar stuff, not the obvious. You don't have to be aggressive to get somebody's attention. Okay? The pulse point technique is amazing. It's absolutely amazing with a partner, but it's equally as powerful by yourself. Wake up your body, and your sensuality just flows. Yes, it does. It kind of tickled. It did. See it up? The cat is back. I call her the resident video cat. Anytime I'm talking, especially if I have video on, this cat shows up. She is an attention hog, aren't you, my dear? Meow, meow. Yes. She shows up to everything, just about all my client meetings, everything. There she is. Everybody knows Xena. If you've talked to me, Xena, you need to remove your butt from my water. Thank you so much. Now, let's move on with our third wonderful dedication of the week. This little note here comes from Sienna in Colorado. You were my safe place before I learned to be on my own, and I'll always be grateful for that. And she would like me to play All I Want by Codaline, Kodaline. Codaline. I don't think I've ever heard of this song before. Let us see what it sounds like. That was a pretty good song. Never heard it before. But it was All I Want by Codaline, possibly, if I may have said that name correctly. It reminded me of being the end song of a movie, either a drama movie or maybe a rom-com, where they're in the car and they're driving off in the distance, and or somebody's leaving and someone's staying behind, and they're going through all their memories. I could just see that. I don't know why. I could just see that song in a movie someplace. But, you know, some people touch us before we ever understand our own needs. They don't stay, but they kind of leave behind a blueprint, right? Drop me an emoji in the chat if you've ever cherished someone who taught you what you truly deserved, whether it be good or bad, right? We meet both kinds of people. Now we're moving forward to the soulful connection part of tonight's show. And we're going to talk about the magnetic body. Your body carries a magnetic frequency that other people feel instantly. Before words, before eye contact, before you even touch one another. Your energy body communicates your availability, your confidence, your desire toward that person, your boundaries, your emotional safety, and your sensual readiness. Attention begins there in your energy field, long before physical touch. Now we're going to try an energy practice, the attraction field activation. And this technique activates your attention energy through visualization and intention. So if you can, sit or stand comfortably. Imagine a soft golden glow expanding out from your lower abdomen, which is where you have the seat of sensuality. in the sacral chakra. So imagine a nice golden, to me it's more orange-like, but a soft golden glow expanding from your lower abdomen. All right. And just visualize or imagine that glow extends about 6 inches beyond your body. Okay, it goes out about 6 inches. It goes up and over and down and under. So just imagine this golden hue around you. All right, visualize just shimmering. It's confident. It's open. It's magnetic. Can you see it? Can you feel it? And repeat silently. I radiate confidence. I radiate connection. I radiate sensual power. This is the type of energy that people feel when they say, I don't know what it is about you, but I can't look away. It's okay if you let the imagination or the visualization drop. Let the golden energy come back inside of you, into your sacral chakra, or your lower abdomen, however you'd like to think of it. And then say this affirmation when you want to do this again on your own. My energy draws in the connections aligned with my desires. Ooh. This is when like attracts like. So you want to make sure that your energy, when it goes out, it is golden and it vibrates with confidence and desire. Okay? Yeah, try that before you enter a room, matter of fact. You know, if you're meeting some people, say at a restaurant, and you know they're already probably sitting down. Maybe you send each other a text. You know they're sitting down in there. Before you walk into the restaurant, whether you are out on the sidewalk, you're about to get out of the cab, you're about to get out of your car, whatever it may be, visualize this energy around you. Okay, magnify it, see it come out, then walk through the restaurant. I'm going to bet the people are going to watch you walk in, and you're going to be pretty self-conscious thinking, why is everyone looking at me? Yeah, it has always worked for me. If I do this before I enter a room, everybody turns to look at me when I enter. Everyone. And I don't look at them, but I can feel all their eyes on me. So I just walk confidently and slowly to wherever I need to go, make sure I smile and sit down and say, hey to everybody. Works like a charm, whether I'm meeting somebody for dinner or I'm walking on stage to give a talk. Now, moving forward, let's go to the romantic movie spotlight of the week. The Age of Adeline, sorry about that. The Age of Adeline from 2015. This is a beautiful, dreamy, and deeply romantic. It is. This film explores what it means to love someone when you've spent an entire lifetime avoiding emotional touch. It's about trust and vulnerability. Letting someone reach the parts of you you've kept locked away. Drop me an emoji in the chat if you've ever had a love that made you feel timeless. If you haven't watched this movie yet, I would definitely suggest it. Again, it's The Age of Adeline, Adeline. It's from 2015. It is a wonderful movie. Now that it is quite cold here. It's winter in our half of the world, it's a good time to start watching romantic movies when you're stuck in for the evening. That and, well, Stranger Things. That is finishing up its run on Netflix. So one or the other. Romance films and catch up on Stranger Things and then go back to romance again. Now, moving forward, let's go to our last dedication of the evening. And I'm going to remind you again, like I did in the beginning, if you would like to send a dedication to somebody, please do. Because when I say your dedication and I play whatever song it is, you are in this person's mind for a blip, a second. You're there. It's up to them whether or not they keep thinking of you. But you're there. You're there for a moment. You're like, hey. Like, hey, what's up? Right? It's like waving at someone and waiting for them to wave back to you. Many times when somebody pops into your head that you haven't thought of in a long time, they're usually thinking about you or they're talking about you to somebody. Okay? Or it's somebody like me. You've given a dedication and I'm shouting it out. And then they pop into your mind. Kind of cool, isn't it? But for this last dedication, this comes from Harper in Washington. You're the only person who can touch the parts of me I thought were untouchable. Thank you for loving me all the way through everything. And the song they requested is Wildest Dreams. Oh, yes. Miss Taylor Swift herself. And of course, we would only play Taylor's version. So let us get to this song. Love that song by Miss Taylor Swift. I was really addicted to it too when it first came out. It's an excellent song. And you know, some connections don't just touch the skin. They touch the story. They touch the scars. They touch the soul. Drop me an emoji in the chat if you've ever felt a love that reached the deepest parts of you. And let's move on to our quick fire tip of the evening. Here's tonight's fast intimacy booster. Before you kiss, pause and hold eye contact for 15 seconds. You're close. You're about nose to nose, but you hold it for 15 seconds. One of you can count out loud if you'd like. It's completely up to you. But that moment of stillness, being so close but not touching yet, it builds chemistry. It builds anticipation. It builds desire. So much more than rushing in and kissing somebody. But you can rush in and kiss after the 15 seconds. Just hold it there for a sec. All right? Now, tonight, we celebrated touch, the physical, the emotional, and the energetic, the kind of touch that speaks for us when words fall short. I'd like to thank you for spending this hour with me. Actually, it's more like 45 minutes, but still, thank you for spending it with me. If you want your love note, your dedication, song, or confession featured next week, submit it through the Passion Zone or the link in my bio. And I'll see you next Friday for Love Notes, where we touch hearts, minds, body, and energy.